Zach, the idiot's perk, Aleph, Mishnah, Yud Beis, Elu Dvarim, Shechazru, Beis Hillel, Lahoyrois, Kedivri, Beis Shammai. The following thing, Beis Hillel, although they originally argued with Beis Shammai, they reconsidered and changed their minds and decided to paskin like Beis Shammai. The reason why the Mishnah tells us that Beis Hillel originally argued with Beis Shammai and then reconsidered is so that we should learn that Beis Hillel, who were Chachamim Gedolim, when they saw that the people that argued with them were correct, were quick to reconsider. Certainly, people that are not Chachamim as much as Beis Hillel, when they see that the people that are arguing with are correct, should not be embarrassed to change their minds. Ha'isha sheba me'medinat hayam v'amra meisbali. A woman that returned from overseas, and she is made in front of Beth and that her husband died, tinafit. She can get remarried. Meisbali tisyabe. If she is made that her husband died, and her husband died without leaving any children, and he had a brother, she can be nisyabim, alpi her own edim. The reason why Bezin allows her to get remarried, even though we don't have edim that are made that her husband died, as it's common that when somebody dies there are no edim, and if we don't allow her to get remarried, she will remain in aguna. Beis Hillel says, we only heard that Bezin will allow her to get remarried up here on Edis, except in a case where she came back from the Kutzer, which is that there was a Maisa, that a number of people went out for the wheat harvest, and one of the people was bitten by a snake and died. And the wife of that person came to Bezin and was mad that her husband died. And Bezin checked it out and found that she was correct. And at that point, Bezin was mitaken that an Isha has an amanus to be mad that her husband died. And Beis Hillel says, only in a case similar to the case of Katsur, was Bezin Matir for an Isha get remarried up her own Edis, which is that the husband died within a close proximity. But in the case where the husband died overseas, according to Beis Hillel, the Isha does not have Nemanus. Amru Lahem Beis Shammai, Achas Haba Min HaKatsur, V'Achas Haba Min HaZesim, V'Achas Haba Min Medinas Hayam. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, and make no difference whether the Maisa happened by the wheat harvest or by the harvesting of the olives or whether it happened overseas, lo dibru ba'katzer ella b'hoiva. The only reason the wheat harvest was mentioned is because that was the Maisa that happened, that after that Maisa, Bezin was matir, then Isha can get remarried up here her own edith, but no matter where the Maisa happened, she would be allowed to get remarried. Chazru Beis Hillel l'hoirayt k'dibrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel had a change of heart and decided to paskin like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai oimrim tinafe v'titol k'suvasa. Beis Shammai says, when an Isha gets remarried up here on Edis, she can also take her k'suva. As she is an almana, and she is due her k'suva. And even though we don't have Edim, since we're allowing her to get remarried, she can also take her k'suva from the property that the husband left. U Beis Hillel oimrim tinafe v'lo titol k'suvasa. Beis Hillel says, although we're allowing her to get remarried, she cannot take her ksuba unless there are two edim that her husband died. Amru lahem Beis Shammai, hitartem et ha'erba ha'chamura, lo tatiru et ha'mamon akam. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, you're being matir, erba, which is very severe. You're allowing an Ashes Ish to get remarried even though there are no edim. You will not be matir mama, which is less severe. You won't allow her to take her ksuba, which is less severe than allowing an Ashes Ish to get remarried. Amru lahem Beis Hillel, matzinu she'ena achim nechnasim l'nachala apia. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, we find that when the Isha is made that her husband dies, we don't allow the brothers, the sons of the husband, to take the Arusha from the property that their father left. So we see that even though Bezin gave her nemanis to allow her to get remarried, but as far as money is concerned, she has no nemanah. So just like the children cannot take the property that their father left, so too she cannot take her ksuba from the property that her husband left. Amru lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, v'halom mi sefer ksuvasa nilmag. We can learn out from the nusach of the ksuba that she can take her ksuba in this case. Shehu kosov lo. As it is written in the ksuba, she'im tinafi la'acher titli, that if you could get remarried to somebody else, in a case where it's mutter for you to get remarried, you can take what is written over here. So in this case where it's mutter for her to get remarried, since Bezin is allowing her to get remarried, she also can take her ksuba. Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoyrois Kedibre Beis Shammai. When Beis Hillel heard that, they reconsidered and decided to paskin like Beis Shammai. Shachadidiyat Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mi Shachetio Eved Vechetio Ben Chor. Somebody who is half Eved Knani and half a free man. How is this possible? If he was originally owned by two partners, and one of the two partners freed him, he would be half Eved and half Ben Chorin. Or even if he was owned by only one person, but he bought himself out partially, he gave half of his value to his master, in such a case also, he would be half Eved and half Ben Chorin. Oved es Rabo Yom Echad, Bez Asmo Yom Echad, Divrei Beis Hillel. He would serve his master for one day, and then he would be a free man for the other day. Every other day, he would be an Eved Knani, and he would have a day off after that, according to Beis Hillel. Amru Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Tikantem es Rabo. You made a nice takana for the master, meaning the master does not lose out in that which he is half Eved and half Ben Chorin. He still has an Eved for every other day. Beis Atmo lo Tikantem. But you didn't make a takana for the Eved himself. Lisa Shibcha Eno Yacho. For this person to marry a Shibcha Knanis is not possible, as since he is half Ben Chorin, half a free man, and a Ben Chorin, a regular Yisrael, cannot marry a Shibcha Knanis, so therefore he also cannot marry a Shibcha Knanis. Bas Chorin Eino Yachol. To marry a regular Bas Chorin, a regular Yisraelit, also he cannot, because since he is half Eved Knani, an Eved Knani cannot marry a regular Yisraelit. Lipato. So maybe you should think that he shouldn't get married at all. V'halo lo nivra ha'olam ela l'piria v'ripya. The world was only created so that people will multiply. Shenemar, as we find the pasuk says, lo tohu bara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world so it should be desolate. L'sheves yitzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world so that it will be settled. So this is not a good idea that this person should never get married. Ella mipnei tikan ha'olam. Instead, for tikan ha'olam, kofen es rabo va'osa oso ben chorin, v'kosev star achati damav. Bezdin will force the master to free the half Eved Knani, and the Eved Knani will then write an IOU to the master for the value of half an Eved, and that way now he will be a Yisrael Gomor, a complete Yisrael, and he will be able to marry a regular Yisraelis. Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kebeis Shammai. Beis Hillel had a change of heart, and they now paskin like Beis Shammai, that we force the master to free the Chetzi Eved.